progress reports now. Item five, let's take these at a pace if we can. I hope you've all read them. If you haven't, you should be in trouble. Let's do Harbourfront. Let's do Hong Kong Island first. I'll take that if I may. 29th meeting, 23rd of January, so fairly current. We had a long debate about arrangements for three berths which have been released by in the Western District Public Cargo Working Area. Interesting, and we had concern groups come and talk to us. It was, I think, a very useful dialogue and exchange. As you probably know, or you may remember from last time, this is an area where we were thinking of embarking, or the Harbour Unit were thinking of embarking on a leisure farm initiative, if I may put it that way. And there were some local groups who felt that leisure farm was fine, but there were other things the waterfront could be put to as well. So we had a long debate about use and how much potentially could or should be devoted to leisure farm use. I think the real challenge is that this area at the moment is used by the community, but is not supposed to be used by the community. But they've taken advantage of accessibility to use it, and particularly at weekends. But it's not railed, and it needs a fair bit of work done to it before it can even be considered a space for public approved public use, if I may put it that way. So we've asked government to estimate what it would cost to put it in order as a first step, and then we will debate further whether we go the NGO route, which is described here, or whether indeed we talk to LCSD or other government departments about managing it going forward. It's a lovely piece of open space, and certainly we need to make sure that it's used and enjoyed by the community, but we need to carry the community with us. A lesson there, I think, was engaging, and not just taking district council as being the voice of the community, albeit that obviously they do represent, but there are obviously groups outside the district council who also want to be heard. We had a debate, you see, about car parking again, car parking purposes. A site which was wanted for fee-paying public car parking. Again, messaging to TD was 1 year certain, and that really is it. And I don't know how other chairs of other task forces are taking the situation, but I'm coming to the view that we need to firmer and firmer on this short-term parking, which is a loss of space to the community. And then we had we were anticipating a presentation from the Housing Department about how they and CEDD, how they were going to enhance connectivity and improve the pedestrian routing around Kennedy Town, but I'm afraid it was not well done, not well presented, so again they've been asked to come back with a much more comprehensive proposal going forward. So that's essentially the work of the Island Task Force. Any comments, observations, members? No? All right.